from spending several weeks using the Ramban as our guide, exploring different aspects of Galus and Geula. And we complete a series of four shiurim today by looking at the closing Ramban of this week's parsha, the closing Ramban in Parsha's Bo. And it not only happens to be the last Ramban of the parsha, but it very much is a reflective look back at the last couple of sedras. But he begins from a detail. Parsha's Bo picks up where Parsha's Va'era left off, in the middle of the Makos. The last three Makos, Arba Choshech and Makos Bechoros, appear in Parsha's Bo. And as we know, Parsha's Bo also transitions. Parsha's Bo includes a pivot from the Makos and the story in Mitzrayim to the story of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. And there's another pivot as well. Not only is there a pivot from the end of Galus into the beginning of the process of Geula, but there's also a pivot from pure Agada into Halacha. Shemos and Va'era were entirely focused on telling the story of Klal Yisrael, the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, and so forth. Parshas Bo has a blend of continuing to tell the stories, critical stories, as well as a big opening focus on Halacha. We hear first about some of the halachas that are specific to the Yontif of Pesach, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Nisan is the Chodesh HaGeula, we hear about Matzah, we hear about Korban Pesach, we hear about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then the closing paragraphs of Parshas Bo, we hear about some mitzvahs that apply throughout the year. Specifically, the last two paragraphs, the last two parshios of this week's Sedra are two of the four parashas in Tefillin, Kadesh li kal bachar, and Vahaya ki yivyacha, are two, together with Shema v'yom Shamo, the four parashas that appear in Tefillin. In part because the mitzvah of Tefillin appears at the end of each of those paragraphs. And those paragraphs also mention several other mitzvahs that apply anytime during the year, such as Pidyon HaBen. So Ramban is going to begin with a focus on Tefillin in particular. And let's see how he introduces, take a look at part of his introduction of the thought behind the mitzvah of Tefillin. And then he begins to pan out, as he tells us, to a larger cloud about mitzvahs in general. Let's take a look. Here we are in the middle of the Ramban's comments. The last Ramban in Parshas Bo, Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Tazayin, as in the past, feel free to follow along inside the screen. Feel free to open a sefer and follow along from the printed page, or feel free to listen, whichever is most comfortable. Here we are, a couple of lines in. The Ramban opens with some comments about the language, about how you translate os and totefes, this unique word totafos, and he stresses that they talks about where the word totafos comes from, and that totafos is plural, not totefes, but totafos. Bavur she'em batim rabim. As we know, the Shel Rosh has a multiple, it's a single square but composed of multiple compartments. Each of the four parshas is in its own compartment. Kasher ki balnutz, we know that from our tefillin, but we also know that from earlier generations. Kasher ki balnutz surah samin ha'avos hakadoshim. As we, Ramban writing a good 800 years ago or so, says we have a tradition and we, in the 21st century, continue to have that tradition. From the earlier generations, Shiroh HaNavim, HaKadmonim Osekin Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. We have that tradition dating back to the Chachmei HaTalmud, dating further back to the era of Nevi'im. The era of Nevi'im ended at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, Chag HaZachari Malachi, and stretches further back, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Matan Torah. So what's the significance? What's the meaningfulness? What's the purpose of Tefillin? V'hinei shorosh ha-mitzvah hazos, the root of this mitzvah. It's interesting that Mirtz Hashem, after the break, I look forward to Rabbi Shabtai mentioned, to opening a new series, a different time of the week, a new series on the shoroshei ha-mitzvah, the meanings of the mitzvah, specifically as they're explored by the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch is a very famous and very beloved Sefer HaMitzvahs. and who he focuses both on some of the halachas of each mitzvah as well as some of the agadic themes. What are the ethical, religious, moral principles that the mitzvah, how is the mitzvah meant to shape us? And the way we think in our attitudes, in our behaviors, in our mitos. And the Sefer HaChinuch refers to those Tamei HaMitzvah, the ideas behind the mitzvah, the purposes of the mitzvah, as Sharashim, the roots of the mitzvah. So that term already appears here. The Sefer HaChinuch was probably a Talmud of the Ramban. So here that language already appears here. The Shorash HaMitzvah, the root of the mitzvah, Tefillin. I mean, what's a Tefillin meant to be? What's the idea behind it? Shenaniach Kesav Yitzias Mitzrayim Al Hayad V'Al HaRosh. We're taking text, we're writing text, and we're applying it to our bodies. We're taking Ksav Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're taking a record of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the last two paragraphs in Bo, Kadesh and Kiviyacha, and we apply them to our arm and to our head. What's the significance of those two locations? We're installing a written record of Yitzias Mitzrayim opposite our hearts and opposite our brains. Shehei Mishkanos HaMachshava, they are the seat, they are the temples of thought. So the parts of our body that most directly reflect thought, we attach there, Nichtov Parshas Kadesh and Vayikivyacha, V'totafos. The last two paragraphs of Parshas Bo are the first two paragraphs in the Tefillin. The Pnei Mitzvah Zos, Shin Stavino Behem Lasos Yitzias Mitzrayim, Totafos Be'enenu. That's the pasuk in this week's Parsha. We're meant to make a written record of Yitzias Mitzrayim into a Totafos above our eyes. Those aren't the only two paragraphs in Tefillin. Those are the first two. The other two, Parshas Vashema Vayom Shamoa, Nitzavinu, Shinasa Mitzos Gamkein, Totafos. When we get to Chumash Devarim, the paragraph of Shema, the paragraph of Vayom Shamoa, there the Torah is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to have a written description, a written record of mitzvos, also attached in the same spot. And together they become the Tefillin. So the first two paragraphs, which come from Bo, the focus is on Yitzias Mitzrayim. The latter two paragraphs, Shema V'Hayom Shamoa, which appear in Tefillin and in Mezuzah and in Kriya Shema, the focus is on the mitzvahs, Emuna and the mitzvahs. They are, as he writes, mitzvahs hayichud v'zichron kol ha-mitzvahs v'on shanus charon. The first paragraph, Shema, the parsha of Shema focuses on Yichud HaBore, that there's one God who runs the world. And Vayim Shamoa focuses on keeping in mind all the mitzvahs and specifically Schar V'Yonash, like that there are consequences, for better or for worse, of our performance or non-performance. And then he moves into some Kabbalistic layers to this, which we will pass over. I can only speak for myself. I am not qualified to learn or to teach. If you are, feel free to take some time afterwards to look at the Ramban's Kabbalistic approach. But I want to take a look at now, skipping out a little bit, after he focuses on the mitzvah of tefillin in particular, and this notion that half of the tefillin, here we go, this is an old sharosh, right? Inside the sharosh are the four batim that he described, and the four, each parsha written on its own cloth. Kadesh Vayikivyecha Shema Vayim Shamoa. Half of the tefillin is about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Half of the tefillin comes from this week's Sedra. And we might wonder, why? So I understand. The Yontif of Pesach is about Yitzias Mitzrayim. On Pesach, we celebrate Yitzias Mitzrayim. We remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. On Pesach, we have matzah. On Pesach, we should be soon zochet the carbon Pesach. On Pesach, we have Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but all year long, Tefillin, Pidyon HaBen, so many mitzvahs, all focused and refocused and refocused on Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Rabban says, there's something very big going on here. Ata Omer Lecha Kalal B'tam Mitzvahs Rabos. I have to tell you a major principle. It's going to relate to many different mitzvahs. But we need a little bit of background. He named me Eis Hayos Avodazara Ba'olam, Mime Enosh. And in the earliest days of idolatry, For thousands of years, most people have harbored all sorts of incorrect ideas about religion. What are some of those theological errors? Mehem kofrim be'ikar. Some people deny religion entirely. Deny the existence of a borei olam. The Omer ki olam kadmon, they say, the universe has always been here. There is no creator. As Yirmiyahu describes, kachashu ba'ashem v'yomru lohu. They deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they say he is not. So one type of kfir, one type of epikursus, is an outright denial of the creator. Umehem machishim b'yidiyas ha'pratis. There's another profound error, which is to accept that God exists, but to deny that he has yidiyah pratis. He has specific knowledge. Me. The second theory is, yeah, there's a God, but he's this big God out there, some transcendent God up in the sky. He doesn't know about the details of my life. He's, you know, dealing on a high-level stuff. And this second apikursus is described, Rabban quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Eicha yeida keel v'yesh dei be'alyon. Could God know all the details? And then a third kfira. Mehem shiyodu b'yidia. They agree, the third group would agree that God exists, and would even agree that God is aware of individual people's lives. But machishin b'hashkacha. They deny hashkacha pratis. They may accept yidia pratis, that God has specific granular knowledge, but they would deny that Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved on a personal level. This third group would say that man is no different than the fish of the sea. Do we know what's going on with the fish? Does God know what's good? Is God involved with people? To deny hashkacha pratis is to deny that our actions matter. It's to deny that there's reward and punishment. Yomru azav Hashem azaret. God forsake the world. Maybe he knows what's going on. He doesn't really care. He doesn't get involved. These are three different opinions, all of which we reject utterly. We believe that there is a borei olam who knows and cares and is involved in the life of every single person. Kasher yirtze ha'adam be'eda o b'yachid. And Rabban says, now, let's consider the significance of the following. If God should show special interest in a group of people or in an individual person, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu does nisim, changing, suspending nature, suspending signs temporarily for the sake of this individual or group, so that tells us, that teaches us a lot. That demonstrates that all of the three groups we mentioned before are wrong. Number one, Hamofis Hanifla Morishesh Lolam Eloka. If there's a nace of that sort, so it demonstrates that there's a God who is Mechadja, who created the world, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the fact that God can suspend nature means that he created it. But if God suspends nature for the sake of to intervene on behalf of particular person or people, so that also indicates not only that God is out there, but that he's Yodea Umashkiach V'yachol. That he's aware of what's going on in this world in a specific personal way, and that he gets involved, that he cares and gets involved. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim for Klal Yisrael, the Makos, that was a demonstration of many aspects of our Emunah. And then Ramban goes on to say, there's more. Not only did the Makos demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and that he knows and cares and is involved, there's more. There was an added element. Not only did Nisim occur and they benefited Klal Yisrael, but they had already been predicted in advance by the Navi. And the Torah spends a lot of time in Va'era and Bo telling us not only that the Makos happened, but that Moshe had predicted one after another, after another, after another. There had been conversation about this in the past, in advance. These had been discussed in advance, prophetically predicted in advance. So in that case, in addition to telling us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yizbarer mimenu ola midatah ha-Nevua, it demonstrates that Nevua is real, that God does, at times, choose to communicate with human beings. Yidaber Elokim es ha'adam, v'yigal esodo avodav ha'nevi'im, v'tizkayem imze ha'torah kula. So that's a whole raft of ingredients that are necessary for Torah mitzvahs. A belief in God, a belief in God who knows and cares and responds to human activity and to human decision-making, and a God who will at times communicate with human beings. You have those pieces in place. That's the basic framework of the Ikari Emuna that support the whole system of Torah mitzvahs. The Sefer Yikarim of Yosef Albo, he categorizes and summarizes the Rambam's 13 animamins into three basic groups. About HaKadosh Baruch, belief in God. It's the first five animamins. The next four are Nevuah and Torah. And the last four are Schar V'Yonash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of and reacts to our decisions and is leading the world and us in a particular direction, towards Mashiach and towards Tchias HaMesim. And Yosef Allah points out that Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros on Rosh Hashanah correspond to these three groups. Malchios is about the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zichronos is about Schar V'Yonash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of and responds to and cares about human behavior and human activity, human lives. And Shofros opens with a reference to, with a focus on Mamad Har Sinai, on Nevuah and Matan Torah. So and it's those three groups of Ikari Emunah that the Ramban just demonstrated, all were demonstrated by the Nisim that led up to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the universe and continues to power it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of and involved with and reacts to individual human beings and their choices and decisions, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with people. The existence, the reality of Nevuah. So Yetzias, Nisim Yetzias Mitzrayim together gave us the whole system of Ikari Emuna that undergird all of Torah. As he writes, V'tzis kayem imze ha-Torah kula. Now, and the Ramban says, this isn't only my svara, it's not only my own observation, Ramban says, that the Makos taught all these Ikari Emuna, the Chumash itself says it. But you know, we're so used to the Psukim, the story is so familiar, the Psukim is so familiar, we've seen this so many times, when the Kriyas HaTorah comes around in the winter, Tshemos Va'era and Bo, and then we review this again, Pesach time, Leila Seder, we're so used to these Psukim, that there are phrases that we sort of take for granted, but we shouldn't. Rabban says throughout the Makos, there were so many Lema'an phrases. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Moshe Rabbeinu, either speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu or speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu to Paro, keeps explaining why he's doing this. It's not only you're getting this Makos because he didn't listen, but it's Lema'an teida ki ani Hashem bekarvo, so that you will know that I am God in the midst of the world. Lema'an teida ki la'Hashem ha'aretz, that you'll know that the world is God's. Ba'avur teida ki en kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. What do all those phrases mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't only sending the Makos as a response to Paro's inappropriate response, inappropriate behavior. It's in order to teach. Lema'an teida, he says, l'horos ha'ashkacha. The Makos taught about Hashkacha Pratis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. Lo ozavo salam mikrim kedaitam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't just letting the Jews float through life randomly, stochastically, chaotically. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. L'man teidea keed l'Hashem ha'aretz, lo ozal chidesh. It teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe. He is the creator. Ki heim shalo. The universe is his. He holds the levers of power. Shabra me'ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe out of nothing. The Big Bang. The Amar Bavur Tedakein Kamoni B'chol Aretz. No one is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means L'horos HaYecholas. The Makos demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, his capacity, his capability. Shu Shalit Bakal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately in charge of everything. Ein Makev B'yado. There is no power. There is no independent forces, no satans. There's no one There's no second God. There's no nature outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole power Hashem Echad. Satan is a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of nature and all the laws of chemistry and physics are creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate soul power. Ki b'chol zeh hayu ha-mitzrim machishim o-mastapkin. All of these points of emuna were points that the mitzrim either denied or about which they were agnostic. They weren't sure. So he says, I just showed you that the psukim make my point. Ha-osos ha-mofsim ha-gadolim, these great makos were edim ne-emanim, their reliable testimony, be-emunas ha-borei uva-torah kula. So that's very powerful. That's a powerful point. It's a powerful parashanut point. So it's throughout the Makos, throughout Va'er and Bo, there are all these psukim, all these lamans and ba'avurs. And by the way, the Ramban is answering another question as well. Now, if the entire purpose of the Makos was to extract the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, so then you wonder, why did it take 10 tries? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Almighty. If you want to extract the Klausel from Mitzrayim with Makos, there should only have been one Makkah. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't need 10 tries to get it right. So part of the answer is, well, Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving power b'chir chavshas. And part of the answer is that the Makkahs were meant to be a punishment for power in the Mitzrayim. But there's more. Ramban says the Makkahs also were educational. The Makkahs were chinuch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching the Mitzrim and Bnei Yisrael that he exists, that he's involved, that he knows that he's involved, and that he gives Nevuah. As Ramban said, that's what the Psukim are telling us. That a major objective of the Makos was Chinuch, was to teach Ikare Emunah. The Ramban says that was great then. He demonstrated Misvara, he showed from the Psukim, the Makkahs were meant to teach Emuna. And the Ikar Emuna that were necessary to have going forward a system of Torah Mitzvahs. So in this sense as well, the Makkahs and Yetzias Mitzrayim were a necessary prerequisite to Mamad Har Sinai. But the problem is, you know, if you were alive then, so then the Makkahs taught all these wonderful lessons of Emuna. But what's going to happen? What's going to happen after that? The generation that left Mitzrayim passes away. What's going to happen to the next generation? The generation after that? What's going to happen for thousands of years of Jewish history? Are we going to have a new round of Makos every a couple of decades? Every generation? Bavur ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yasa osu mofez b'chol dar leinei kol rasha o kofer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose not to redo the Mako, redo another set of osos mofsim every number of decades, so that every single Russia will have the chance to see them directly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have. The Ramban writes elsewhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the things we see from the Tanakh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to keep things as natural as possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to minimize Nisan. He could have chosen otherwise, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the way he created the world. He chooses to minimize Nisan. So, rather than performing another round of osos umovsim in every generation, instead, yitzaveh osanu shenase tamid zikaron va'os hasharo enenu. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Klal Yisrael will invest heavily in those sorts of mitzvahs which we call adios. Mitzvahs which help us to remember, mitzvahs which remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'natika davar al baneinu. We're meant to pass, and that's how we pass on the memories of Yitzias Mitzrayim to the next generation, to our children, uvneim livneim, and our children to our grandchildren, uvneim l'darachan, all the way down until the last generation of Jewish history. Ad bias goel tzedek. V'hechem ir ma'od be'inyin hazeh. And the Torah takes this very seriously. Number one, look at the punishments. A Jew doesn't perform Karm Pesach, Kares. A Jew eats Chametz on Pesach, Kares. Wow. The Kares is a particularly severe penalty that's reserved for only a small percentage of mitzvahs. How come multiple aspects of Hilchos Pesach appear? He says, because this is so critical. This is, Pesach is mission critical for Klal Yisrael. because Pesach is the way we maintain the memory of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as he's saying, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only for a sense of historical consciousness and connecting us back to the story of the formation of Klal Yisrael. It is that also, but it's much more than that. It's remembering the lessons of Emunah that the Makos of Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us. It says, and that's why it's not only on Pesach. It's Kriya Shema, and it's Mezuzah, and it's Sukkah, and so on and so forth. It's interesting. I'm not sure what to do with this. Interesting that he mentions here Mezuzah, even though Mezuzah only has Shema Yavim Shamoah, not Kadesh Rakivicha. This is a Kasha of Thoba in the past. He mentions Mezuzah. I'm not sure why. But certainly tefillin. And it says, kol kayotzeh mitzvahs rabos. There are so many mitzvahs zeichet yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach throughout the year. Why? So he says, this is the klal gadol. He had promised before he's going to give us a major principle that applies to many mitzvahs, and here it is. You know why there are so many mitzvahs zeichet yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach and throughout the year? It's because it's critical for us to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim in large part because we need to remember the lessons of Emunah that the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim taught. And he says it's so powerful. Hakona mezuzah bezuzah echad. A fellow spends a couple of bucks and he buys a mezuzah, puts it on his door. Niskavein be'inyana. And here's your critical piece. Not only do you go through the motions, but you're thinking as well. You're doing the mitzvah with thought. I'm thinking about what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. I pass by a mezuzah. I touch the mezuzah. I stop for a moment to remember what's inside. Ikari emuna. You know what happened? You bought a mezuzah for a couple of dollars. You spent a couple of moments looking and thinking about what the mezuzah contains. Kvar ho debechidah sha'olam. U'b'yidiyas ha'bor v'ashkachaso. V'gam b'nevuah. Mezuzah, tefillin, they review all the Ikari emuna. You've reinforced, refreshed your emunah on all the foundations of Torah. Aside from the fact, in addition to the fact that the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim also reminds us not only of Ikari emunah, but of the sense of Hakaras HaTov that we ought to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That He took us out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us. The Kavod Gadol, the Zchus Avosem, HaChafetz in Yerushalmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us and gave great glory to our ancestors who wanted Kirvas Elokim. And he says that's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos means. Havizar b'mitzah kal kavachamura. The Mishnah beginning the second paragraph of Avos reminds you got to be careful even with a mitzvah that seems very light. The Mishnah says it's hard to know which is really a mitzvah might seem lighter than it actually is. A mitzvah might well be heavier than it seems. He says, look, tefillin and mezuzah, they're not such high effort mitzvahs, but they're such high impact mitzvahs. If I do these mitzvahs with thought, I'm reviewing Ikari Emunah. This is so powerful. All the mitzvahs are so precious. All the mitzvahs are so rich. It says, every mitzvah ultimately, we talk about specific mitzvahs where their content, the content of the mitzvah focuses on the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did and the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. He says, the truth is, every mitzvah is a restatement. Ramban writes this elsewhere as well. Every mitzvah is a reaffirmation of the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah is a reaffirmation that we are meshabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and that He cares, and that's why we're living this way. Every mitzvah is a reaffirmation of our emunah. Kavanas kol ha-mitzvah, shenami be'lokeinu. At its core, every mitzvah is a restatement, is a pronouncement, a profession of our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'no de'lav shubrano, we're grateful that He created us. He goes on to talk about the beauty, we should be zocha all to enjoy this once again soon, of raising one's voice in tefillah, that we can do even individually. He speaks about the beauty of davening in a shul, a gift that we look forward to HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us once again the opportunity to all enjoy. Because at its core, what tefillah expresses, that we recognize and we celebrate the fact that we are creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says every mitzvah expresses it. In tefillah, it's actually articulated verbally, but every mitzvah is an expression of the fact I'm choosing to live properly, I'm choosing to act properly, I'm choosing to act the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to act, because I embrace and celebrate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and that he chose us and this is what he wants, and my surrendering and aligning my desires with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision is a reaffirmation of emunah. Every mitzvah has an element of tefillah in it. Every mitzvah has at its core an element of the meaningfulness of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in it. Powerful. And there's one more step left. So far what the Ramban has the picture that he's painted for us is look back at the story of Galus and Geula. And it's not only that Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us, and for that we're incredibly grateful, but in the way that he took care of us, we learned so much about him. He showed us that he is there and that he is here. He shows that he exists, and he shows us that not only that he's a transcendent God who runs the world, but he's personally aware of and involved in your life and my life and his life and her life. How did we see that? Through the unbelievable Nisim, the Nisim Geluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Makos, and certainly Kriyas Yamsuf as well. But then the Ramban says, we're not done. There's one more step. It's true that the great Nisim of the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us all these Ikari Amunah. And that the mitzvos, all these mitzvos, which are adios, which are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, both on Pesach and throughout the year, like tefillin, like Pidyon HaBen, and Rabban understands mezuzah as well, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the third paragraph of Kriyas Shema, these are all meant to keep the memory of Yetzias Mitzrayim alive and keep alive the lessons of Emunah, the Yetzias, that the Nisan Guluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us. But there's one more step, he says. The Nisim, the great Nisim, the Nisim Guluyim teach us Emunah, and the mitzvos, which are adios, which are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, maintain that awareness. But min ha-Nisim ha-Gedolim, this is the lines we're about to read are perhaps among the most famous lines in all the Ramban's Perush al HaTorah, perhaps among the most famous lines in all the Ramban's writing. Min ha-Nisim ha-Gedolim mefursamim, from these great, grand, razzle-dazzle Nisim, the Makos, Makos Bechoros, Kriyas Yamsuf, the great moments, what that's meant to lead me to is Adamode Benisim HaNistarim. A Jew then grows and matures to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only in the great razzle-dazzle moments, the Nisim Guluyim, but a person grows thereby to begin to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hidden miracles, in the natural seeming ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us with less fanfare, but with far greater frequency. Shehem, the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us on a day in, day out basis, the hidden miracles in Nisim Nistarim, they are Yesod HaTorah Kula. They are the real foundation of deep Torah spirituality. She'ein la'adam chelek b'Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabban says a Jew has no part in our belief in our Torah. Ad she'na'amin b'chol dvareinu mikreinu shekulam nisim. Ein b'hem teva minhago she'olam. It is part and parcel of being a believing Jew to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just take care of us once in a while, and the great rare razzle dazzle nisim gluyim, but that. Every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created science, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created nature, and within them he continues to guide our lives. Bein b'rabin, bein b'yachid. On the national level, on the individual level. And he says that's where our belief in Schar V'Yonesh comes from. that is the pinnacle of the study of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to understand that it's that you know there are great moments in our lives. There are great moments in the lifespan, the national lifespan of Klal Yisrael, and even in a certain degree in an individual person's life. You and I do not live in an era of Nisim Guluyim, but there are certainly times in our lives. There were times that I can think back to particular moments, particular points in our lives when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was more apparent. And there are times in our lives when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was less apparent. Now the Rambam, I heard from Moshe Stav many years ago, a beautiful mashal, the Rambam shares in the Mor Nebuchim. So imagine a Jew is a fellow's out hiking and doing some backcountry hiking and lost track of time. And it starts to get dark. And you realize you're not out of the forest yet. And you got to get out of the forest before dark. And you start panicking a little bit and sort of lose track of where you are. And it begins to, the darkness really sets in. You're still in the forest. And it's a little frightening. And then a storm begins. And now it's really getting terrifying. You're in a forest. And it's raining. You're not sure where you are. You're not even sure which way you're facing. You've lost your position, your orientation, and then suddenly there's a crack of lightning. And that split second of illumination, for that fraction of a second, everything is as bright as day. You're not out of the forest yet, but in that split second of illumination, you figure out exactly where you are, which way you need to face, and you're able to hike for the next 20 minutes successfully out of the forest because of that split second of illumination, the clarity that came from that bolt of lightning. But the hike is not all during the lightning bolt. But the entire hike out will be powered by, inspired by, enabled by that split second of lightning. And that's what Ramban, I believe, is saying here as well. That our lives are mostly not Nisim Guluyim. Our lives are full of Nisim Nistarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by design, doesn't make himself apparent, evident to us throughout our lives. There'll be moments of clarity. Moments of clarity for Klal Yisrael of Mamish Nisim Guluyim, and moments of clarity on a personal level. But the goal, deep dveikus, real avos Hashem, is step one, noticing those great moments, absorbing those great moments. Step two, learn the lessons of those great moments. And then the critical step three, leveraging the lessons of those great moments into noticing HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's inobvious throughout. Not only taking in the illumination, the clarity of the moment of lightning, but then continuing to hike for the next 20 minutes with that clarity. Continuing to notice, once I've noticed HaKadosh Baruch Hu once with the Nisim Guluyim, to leverage that and to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the everyday. And building a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the everyday. And that's the real gain. That's the real avoda, is leveraging the awareness of Nisim Guluyim into the ongoing awareness of the constant Nisim Nistarim, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, in the everyday in and out. Shetaki b'zocha to continue to grow in this way. Rabbi Osei, thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed the last 4 weeks as much as I have. And as Rabbi Shabtai mentioned, in 2 weeks in Meretz Hashem, we're going to begin to explore mitzvah and meaning, looking at the mitzvahs that the Torah is going to begin to present, and looking at both the halacha and the Talmiha mitzvah that lie behind. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Guten Shabbos. Thank you so much.